stick.
Yeah, man, I'm for real, live from Solidarity Realty Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, part of the Civic Media Network. Welcome to Outside the Pizza Box. And if you're listening on the radio right now, that means you're tuned into Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. I'm Pizza Box Mike, and that's nice guy Nate. And he is a nice guy, but we're not going to be about being nice tonight, Nate. It's not about that. It is time to shove their fascist projections right down their throats. What do you mean, Pizza Box? What do you mean? Where shall I start? Since I'm in Wisconsin and it's like the template for this fascist advancement throughout the entire United States, we got to take our credit for it, right? We're number one in alcoholism, number one in racism. We're gerrymandered to... Wow. So that's what this is about, right? Frau Ziegler, Chief Injustice. Well, I'm going to tell you something. By the way, the phone line here, the studio line is 844-967-2789. Let's start with that, okay? That's why I had to go to the Capitol this week a couple times. And the first thing I said when I walked in, I'm like, it's a coup. It's a coup. And some people were looking like, uh-oh, this guy's crazy. And other people that know me were like laughing because then I was like, but I don't mean like January 6th, which was like just a tourist attraction, right? Yes, I was here in 2011. That's what this is all about. It didn't go away yet. but yes, you were part of the coup against Wisconsin. You guys played all the cover for Scott Walker and the Republicans to dismantle democracy in Wisconsin one bill at a time. I sure miss that t-shirt. I don't know where it went. I'm sure I can start looking at those signs that I've made that that's what this show is based on, was going to the Capitol and standing up for democracy and standing up for people that were less fortunate than us and standing up with labor over corrupt management, and it shouldn't be about judges and legislators that are blocking our path to justice and equality, because it's never really been here in America, right? So she was also part of, this is all about the new Justice Janet Protasiewicz saying that, well, yeah, these maps are rigged, and I would be more than happy to sit down and look at that and review that. She didn't say one thing other than that, but let me mind you, every Republican, but in 2017, Frau Ziegler and Injustice Rebecca Bradley, known adulterer, okay? That doesn't matter, Pizza Box. Come on. No, I know, because it's not about character anymore. In fact, the worse your character is, the more likely you're to advance with the fascist regime called the Republican Party. So anyway, Rebecca Bradley and Annette Ziegler both voted not to recuse themselves on issues that they had spoken about and that the Republicans poured money in from out of state and everywhere else. I mean, you have to understand that they shouldn't be calling themselves conservative justices or Republicans or Democrats or anything. That's the problem here. But certainly the Republicans aren't distancing themselves. I'm speaking of the Supreme Court justices from, lavish vacations and great deals on properties for family members. And I mean, what could go wrong, right? That's fair, right? And then on top of that, those people that are pouring money into your guys' funds to get elected? You guys take all that money from these guys, and then you actually don't recuse yourselves on cases where you're going to rule in favor of them, and it always has something to do with money. And it always has something to do with people from out of state doing better, coming in and just raping and pillaging the state of Wisconsin. Foxconn, cancel the high-speed rail. No, we don't want the broadband internet up north, even though we always say that. Injustices, Thomas, and the dumbass that called Obama a liar. Failing to report luxury trips and favors and ruling in cases that these guys are involved in. Now, let's get back to Wisconsin again. Well, you know, you can look at it, D.C., Wisconsin, there's a whole lot of things that are kind of like going on at the same time, like impeach, 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 on the grounds that they have the numbers, not for crimes or scandals while in office. Now, I'm not a huge Biden fan. I was always Bernie Sanders, always be a progressive. Don't like it when a candidate goes to Wall Street and says, nothing will fundamentally change under my administration. And it hasn't. What has changed is that you don't have the fascist dictator Trump just leveling everything, right? And the crowd cheers. They don't even realize what they're doing. But here in Wisconsin, when you do, you know, when Republicans vote for candidates that are on the hook or judges that are getting all this money and ruling in favor politically for them, but just devastating to their homesteads and the infrastructure and public services of the entire state. So even if you live here and you're a millionaire, well, you got to be concerned about that plastic in the water, don't you? No, we'll just use those high-capacity wells, you know, that are draining the aquifers, damaging them at the same time, and knowing that it'll take thousands of years to refill them. Well, who's doing that? Well, people want to sell water. That's not theirs. Big Ag needs it for their CAFOs and their GMO corn that when animals eat it, they don't even get to hibernate because it just comes right out of them. Oh, they've done so much damage. Sand silica mines, trading off state land to billionaires so that they can make a resort where there shouldn't be one. Hunting wolves to the point where it just sickens me to think about it. And everything else. We can hunt crows, you know. Still trying to get the sandhill, ribeye in the sky, Joel Cleefish. Two turkeys in every pot because they got it with one shot. I mean, all these guys have done things that are violent to nature and man. Violation of our rights. And they're still here. Yeah? How about that A.G. Paxton from Texas? I mean, the guy's dirtier than a pigsty, literally. He's even got the eye to go with it, you know? You can't trust a person like that. Sorry. Not when they're doing the evil that they're doing. And the wife stands up with him, even though, what, he had affairs and stuff? Or I don't know if that's that Republican. There's so many Republicans having affairs and then have their wives come and they're a senator in the state, and this guy. Yeah, I think it is them. I think that is the husband-wife combination in Texas. And the guy's really corrupt. I mean, we're talking like, yeah. Well, like Trump corrupt, which is why he's on the trail talking about it being a witch hunt, and it's because he supports Trump and all this, and they're just out here to damage that. And Republicans don't look at the facts. They listen to these guys. Their fascist propaganda, their lies. And they eat it up just like the Nazis did in Germany and any other nation that's had to go through this. Let's not do that yet. How much time we got?
Got about 3 minutes.
Oh, okay. Let's do a little Robin Voss then, since he's pushing a lot of this too, and always has. And let's just go through his resume again. Let's see. Well, he's a four-time philanderer. And if you don't know what a philanderer is, it's a guy that just, you know, can't stop cheating on one woman before he starts with the next one. All of them, of course, with non-disclosure agreements, because, you know, he doesn't want to ruin his political career. He was a UW Whitewater grad, roommate with Reince Priebus. Who went on to be the, hey, take all the letters out, RNC, PRBS. Yeah, we know what that stands for anyway. So he's a grad and a sum lord at Whitewater with numerous violations. Numerous. What a great guy, you know? He owns a popcorn factory that uses women prison labor because it benefits him financially. And I'm guaranteeing it does the prison too, because he probably, you know, well, yeah, I'll give you this. You send them this and we'll give them like a pathway to a job when they get out of here. They'll have that on the resume. Maybe they give them 50 cents an hour for a couple years. But that's not for the whole day. That's not like legislators and billionaires that own them. When they go to sleep, they're making huge amounts per hour while you're up toiling one or two or three jobs. Yeah, keep voting for that. Robin Voss. Yeah, and who could forget all that money he took from the PPP, Payment Protection Program, payments for workers and stuff that they didn't have to give to him. And then 6-7 months later, it's all forgiven. And these guys are stopping people from getting their predatory loans that they've paid time and time again. The all interest, can't get to that principal. 30 seconds. Good, I was just about to swear. I think these guys keep talking impeach. I'll just keep talking recall. Redistricting and recalls. You came after us. Now we're coming after you. And we're coming back right after this break.
Can never last. Wake me up when September ends.
How about waking up before September ends and doing something about this? Yeah? Yeah, my dad did pass September 1st, 8 years ago. I miss him now more than ever since I lost two brothers and my mom since then. Wow. Man. Now I know what other people go through. If you live long enough, you're going to go through a lot of heartache. And hopefully, you can stay focused on what I've been doing, which is talking to them and going, you know, and making apologies. Like, I wish I could have done more with you, and I shouldn't have been so selfish because, you know, that's the way it is. And I'm an ADHD guy that just has to keep moving. But that my mom and dad knew that. And they loved me, and so I'm getting better with it, but it still kind of sucks. And it sucks for everybody that goes through it. But you know what doesn't suck? When Joanne calls in, how you doing tonight?
Hey! Well, I've got to say, though, that our hearts all go out to you. I just can't even express. We know you're going to stay strong, because you have to stay strong for us. I mean, every Friday night, what would we do if we didn't have your wonderful show? But we learned a new word, RICO. And every time I think of racketeering, I think of the Republicans sitting in some cigar-filled room, cigar-smoke-filled room, and planning all this stuff out and trying to figure out how to squeeze the last dime out of the little guys and all of that. That's what I think about. You know, RICO, I associated with the GOP. So my sign when I protest with you, coming up would be GOP RICO. or something along those lines. Maybe you could come up with something more clever.
Well, I've got some clever ones that I'm not, I don't know if I can say some of them, so we'll just wait. But I've got plants, okay? There's, you know, mainly, you know, identifying them with the fascist movement that they are part of, Gestapo, Nazi, whatever. Now, nobody really gets upset when we used to say that back in 2011. This is what we're headed for. You can't say that. You can't say that because that offends people. No. Nazis offend people, man. That's their number one goal.
But we moved pretty fast. I remember just a few years ago, we were all debating whether or not we could say that Trump told a lie. You know, it would be so terrible to have our president tell us a lie. And now it's, what's the count's like 30,000 or 40,000 that the Washington Post keeps of the lies Trump tells. So again, I'm all Rico. I mean, I'm just thinking of all these neat things we can do with the concept, because that's what we're stuck with. We're stuck with a bunch of people who feel that it's their purpose in life to come up with new and creative ways to rip us off and to end democracy.
Agreed. And thank you for calling again. No problem. What I'd like to say is that I'm all into civic media, man, for allowing people like me and others to voice these opinions based on facts and truth, right? That's what it's all about. 844-967-2789. And what do Republicans, this is all about, they have to have gerrymandered districts in order to win because, you know, they like to call it a purple state, whatever. Here we go again. Getting divided and mixed and all this stuff. It's just, let's say that we vote 50% Democratic and 50% Republican, even though I think the last couple of times we've had more Democratic votes across the state by a percentage point, yet they get 66% of the seats. Now, you can believe that that's fair maps, but you've got to be an absolute moron. And on top of that, why would you support those people in those districts that are taking advantage of you, your water, your children's health care? And look, they vote against health care. They vote against protections of the environment. They vote against an equitable economy. They still think $7.25 is a good wage. And we can start having girls that are 14 years old, work at the bar, passing out drinks. Groomers, people. Look out. That's the Epstein crowd. This is a January 6th crowd. They're still Republicans. Can you believe that? Well, I don't agree with this. Well, he almost sound like Lindsey Graham. I'll wait till after the break to get into that. They're into, and all these so-called conservative judges who are willing to give guns more rights than women over their own bodies and over their own reproductive decisions. But, you know, the Republicans don't, you know, They'd have an abortion anytime if they needed one. It's not about wanting abortions or being pro-abortion. It is about having a free choice to do what you want with their life, like men get to do, right? But basically by doing this, Republicans would rather give a rapist parental rights. That's a father, you know. No, but she didn't want this baby, and she shouldn't be forced to have this baby. Well, you know, God wanted it. Yeah, sure he did. They're not people of faith. They're people of ideology. I've been at events where people are like, you know, and I'm like, well, geez, man, Jesus would have took his shirt off his back for these people you're ridiculing. Oh, no, he wouldn't. And laugh and guffaw. Well, God, if we go back to the Bible, maybe they'll start doing some of the blood laws again, huh? Maybe God will start throwing things at these evil people. It's just crazy. There's nothing faithful about it. It's not a religion. It's a cult. Comes out of nowhere, and then it's over. Then you don't have a chance to go back and do anything about it. We can't let that happen, people. They're going to be doing this all September, you know, in the Capitol here, right in our own state of Wisconsin. It was quiet in there. They're behind the doors. coming up with nefarious ways to take away your vote. A double-digit election decided that. And yes, they knew that it meant we might revisit redistricting. Doesn't mean that it's going to be gerrymandered for the other way. See, that's the problem. Okay to gerrymander it for Republican because I'm a Republican, but God forbid it ever be fair in the state again.
I'm not the one who's so far away when I feel the snake bite enter my veins. Never did I wanna be here again, and I don't remember why I came.
Why I never left. It's not over, man. It's not over till I say it's over. Recall, 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 Rico, Rico, Rico. Ah, rubes and robes for justices. Yeah, this is a great America, man. This is better than the one they got down there in Illinois. Same kind of roller coaster. Very dangerous. Could get stuck upside down at any time for the rest of your life. Sorry, don't mean to scare the kids. The kids already know. They know more than these guys, you know. But it's like, first of all, when they start doing these projections, you just go, ah, whatever you say to me bounces off me and it sticks to you. Na 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 boo boo. And they'll be like, oh. I've done the na 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 boo boo to them. Na 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 boo boo. Yeah? What are the things Republicans are for? Destruction of the environment. So many different ways. Let's take scientists out of the DNR. Let's give out all these high-capacity wells to people that say they're going to bottle it for an emergency. And they're selling it everywhere. Where's he storing all these 600,000 gallons a day? Yeah? Well, the apples are drying up this year. They look like crab apples. He's taking away water from everybody. That's not their water, man. Never was. It's nobody's water. It's all our water, and we should have protected it. But years and years and years, decades of legislation against protections of the people, of nature, of democracy, and here we are on the cusp of destruction. I'm not going away so fast. Ah, yes. What else are they on? Oh, unfair maps because they can't win, right? Tax cuts for the wealthy? Which means cuts to all your infrastructure and community services and your public schools. And then they drain away your public funding for schools to send them to these ideology private schools so that the kids have access to become an assembly next year. Yeah, those are the best people to get in there. The ones that have the, you know, religious ideology, the cult. They're all in it. Nothing for working class and poor, especially if it involves brown people. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, that's what the whole system's based on, right? Inequality, racism, poverty. Just keep old whitey in power, people with wealth and access. Yeah, we got a few people we let in. Man, they were letting people from China move in during Trump's thing. All they had to do was pay like a couple $100,000 to become a member of his club. Jesus. Yeah, let's go after China, where Trump and his family made all their junk from for you clowns to buy. The hats, the stupid hats, right? What else are they for? Oh, yeah, Act 10. So workers can't collectively bargain, especially teachers. We'll start with that first. Let's go after the teachers. Just like Hitler did. I'm telling you, if Hitler was here now running, they'd be bowing down to him and they'd be, yep, they sure would. Hitler went down, man. So did all his henchmen. And it's starting to look like it's coming this way. All these guys supported the Republicans before January 6th, on the day of January 6th, and every day after. And they can't run away from it. Ain't nobody at your party taking Trump down, folks. 40-point leads everywhere. You guys better decide, after you get your asses handed to you, if you're going to go with neo-Nazism and no law at all. Pretty frightening stuff, huh? They supported January 6th, and they'd incite violence and hatred again. Sure they would. Lindsey Graham, remember when he said, if you prosecute Trump, there'll be violence in the streets. And now it's like, you need to be careful. You don't open up Pandora's box and go after three senators. You know what, Lindsey? I've never seen a U.S. senator from another state go in and try and affect a political election outcome in another state. Never before. Not in the history, and I've been around too. Not as long as you, and I certainly don't have as many skeletons in my closet, buddy. Hey, man, we got time here. I'm going to go to Mark in the sack. Welcome, Mark.
Well, it'd be kind of nice if Lindsey would come out of his closet and maybe be a little bit more honest with things, but that's just rumor. You know, you can't, you know, that. And it just is such shocking that he, you know, sold out John McCain, who was his best buddy, you know, for decades there in the interest of Donald Trump, who was probably one of the most corrupt men in American history. I mean, he's right up there with his some of the guys back in the days of Aaron Burr. I mean, with General Wilkerson, who was, you know, traitor to the United States to the Spanish back in the day. That it was just, and you know, some of you righties got to look that name up, because he was kind of a real piece of work. I mean, that.
Oh, they'd like him. They'd love him.
You know, that it is just ridiculous that they've forgotten their oath. You know, that they talk about religion, and it just, you know, it'd be nice if they actually follow the teachings of the man they actually claim to follow, and they certainly don't. You know, they don't want to feed the poor. They don't want to clothe the poor. They don't want to feed the stranger. They don't want to welcome the stranger. They, you know, and it's not suffer the little children, it's make the little children suffer.
Well, hey, wait, Mark, even the mayor in New York, you know, this will destroy the city. Yeah, I don't like that guy.
Yeah, well, it's ridiculous. But the other thing is that, you know, these guys, that the only people that are talking about open borders are Republicans. Only people that are saying the borders are open are Republicans. I mean, Joe Biden certainly isn't saying the borders are open.
My policy, if I was president, there are no borders. They're only in your minds. We welcome everyone.
Well, I'd say to welcome through legally and open up more border centers so they could process them legally and get them to be, you know, get them in this country so they can have green cards, so you won't have 14-year-olds working in the factories in this country.
No, I think there's a humane way to do it without having to humiliate people and separate them from their families and everything else. And I don't believe, Mark, by the way, that most of these people come here looking to raise hell. They're escaping hell and reaching out to that Statue of Liberty that says, we welcome the weary and the tired and those that are oppressed, except
you guys. Your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. I mean, but they simply, you know, want to disavow that. I mean, that. But the fact of the matter is, most of them, their ancestors came here as immigrants as well, escaping poverty and mistreatment and other lands as well. I mean, it just is the compassion that they lack. I mean, and all, you know, spitting in the eye of the man they claim to hold in such high esteem. And they, you know, that they daily, you know, violate the principles that man lived and died for in this country, and not in this country, in this world. I mean, that it is just something else. That, and they, I don't know. It's just hard to understand. I don't know if you heard about it, but there was a saw it first thing this morning. Kind of got me going this morning, but. One of the sports websites was complaining about probably the Chiefs' loss to the Lions. They had a picture of Patrick Mahomes with a rope around his neck. standing at the gallows.
Well, certainly.
It was just, I just couldn't figure that. I just couldn't figure out how anybody could think that that was appropriate. It didn't surprise me, I guess, that I would see something like that. But somebody actually thought that was appropriate for, you know, just bemoaning the fact that a football team lost a game, and it just is showing how, you know, maybe society is just won't accept crap like that.
Hey, no, thanks for calling. But yes, they don't show their faces when they do stuff like that, Mark. So they know that it's wrong, right? And they know that it's just vile and disgusting. And that's why I say you just have to, like, shove it down their throats, whether it's in the coffee line. You can't be afraid to stand up against fascism because, and you maybe don't have to do it the way I do it, but you can kind of look at them and go, wow, damn, and take a couple steps back and away. That's what I do when I don't want to get into a confrontation. But I want them to know that I'd really like them not to get real close to me, if you know what I mean. 844-967-2789. Well, I got to tell you, I'm in a really difficult situation because I pursued trying to acquire my mom and dad's last home, which I shared with my mom for the last 7 years. And today's Friday, and I had to call, like, my mom's sister, the executor of her estate, and then the estate attorney, and say, look, man, it ain't happening. And now the contingency plan is on. But, you know, I felt disappointed, and it is disappointing. I mean, they don't want to have to evict me because I'm supposed to either, you know, vacate on next Tuesday but I do have a plan in place that should happen. And I said, and I think it's going to, okay? It's almost 100%. And if I'm wrong, well, then everybody was right and I was wrong, and I'll just have to lose everything and then wait for my mom's estate to be settled, and then I'll have something back. But wouldn't it be nice to avoid that and not, you know, it's hard to find a place to rent on a month-to-month basis when you got pets like I do. And I'm telling you, I hunted and hunted and hunted. It's not like I didn't have the funds to do it. But then I find out, well, dude, you don't have any credit. No, and I don't have any bad credit either, do I? But if I'd have had bad credit, I'd have been in a better position. They'd say, well, yeah, you're making payments on this debt. So here, let's give you some more debt. Instead, if you don't have cash to pay the whole thing up front, there's always an angle to make working class people and people that don't have enough money, and poor people, and veterans, and people that are disparaged against. But, you know, I got to think about, I don't want to forget about that bastard in Texas, Governor Abbott, when the guns thing is going on, and you bring it up, and they all say the same thing. I mean, turn on your squawk box. They're saying it in every state. If they're a Republican, well, you know, mental illness, really bad. We got to do something about that. Okay. You know, so don't fund it or anything. Don't legislate to house people and to get them the help they need. Just talk it, right? And then when it comes to Abbott, he says, look, anybody that would shoot another human being is mentally ill. And I'm like, dude, does that include, like, the cops that shoot unarmed black guys till they're dead in front of their children? So that everybody in the neighborhood lives in fear, and the cops go on this killing spree? Murderers. Now, I believe those guys are mentally ill. And that's probably why Republicans don't want to fund it, because then they wouldn't have anybody out there murdering brown people, chasing poor people off the streets, denying people food. Man, we used to serve food down here. There'd be, like, several faith denominations down here with food every week. And the homeless and the poor would come up, but anybody could eat, right? And the city made it illegal to do that anymore. Because we're a Christian nation, mind you. Sandman's coming. In some of y'all's cases, I think it's a good idea. Yeah. We only have one more segment. Don't be afraid to call in. 844-967-2789. Back in a couple minutes. Rooster's back at the Capitol. Cancer hasn't killed me yet. Haven't been murdered by anybody. Rooster. I'm pretty excited about trying to get this new place. Let me tell you a little bit about it, Nate. You'd love it. Steel roof, right? It's on 0.93 of an acre. Whoa. It's got a two-car garage, you know, double door. But then also, you can go around the other way, take a left turn, because that's always the way you want to go. You always want to turn left. And it's like a three-car garage. Then there's like a small shop, three bedrooms, gas fireplace in my master bedroom with the cats, and another spare room that could be used for something. Only one bathroom. But hey, you know, I'm sure me and the cats can share. And I think it's got, I'm going to go look at it, but it's got a tub. I haven't had a tub. You know, it's just a shower. Yeah, I'll take showers too, but I want to lay down once in a while. Let this old body soak in that hot water. But I'm really, this has been just like so stressful. This whole trying to figure out how to find a place to live. Nobody wants cats. Nobody wants me. The oldest cat of the guy with the cats. Then across the street, my neighbor is a cemetery. Awesome, man. The dead don't die. I'll be out there talking to them. Great neighbors. They do all the listening. And I got a lot to say, right? Well, 844-967-2789. Yeah, summer is basically, you know, coming to an end. But, oh, you can trust climate change will warm things up because, you know, Ron Johnson thinks it's good for the state of Wisconsin. And now, you know, and he did have to throw in that part about, well, you know, it might not be all that great for Africa. But Africa is actually doing something about it, dude. They're actually going, well, we're going to have to make some, you know, infrastructure adjustments here. And we're going to have to stop doing this. We're going to have to stop doing that. And guess who's leading the way? It's all these women politicians in Africa. And I mean, they're not, you know, they're like me, man. They're just going to shove the truth down your throat till you can't take it no more, or you leave. You just gotta leave. Got to do a wolf call while I was in there. And, you know, it echoes really good in the Capitol. And then, you know, a couple kids are in there and the boys going, ooh. And I didn't run into any cops. I usually don't. They usually run away. Not because they're afraid. And certainly not because they're afraid to arrest people. Well, at least back in the Walker day, let's say. Same chief of police, man. I just, you know, all these signs I've made, which is what this show is based on, right? You know, you still got people in place that, Chicken Irwin, he's not a fancy clucker, Chief Chicken Irwin, which you'll never see at the Capitol. I mean, why don't we put pressure on these guys? You know, why does the governor keep this guy when he knows the story? How many arrest did they do for us using our constitutional rights to gather and redress the people that were trying to ruin our state? And we did redress them. And now they're wearing fascist uniforms. So they're always one step ahead of us. Because if you're not willing to get in and decide to do something and talk to your neighbors and get organized, and I'm, you know, I talked to legislators. I was like, man, you know, I got to tell you, this impeach stuff and everything, don't you think it's past time for us to come back into the Capitol and voice our opinion? Yes, yes. Of course, those are progressive Democrats in the Capitol that agree. because their constituents, nine times out of 10, they're just much more affected negatively by everything the Republicans do than even I. Right? Well, you mean what? You mean people that aren't white, Mike? And yes. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. And so when I go places, that's who I talk to. I talk to the people who know how this is just not real fair for them, right? And everybody else just keeps walking by. Right down to the people that are homeless, right down to the people that are talking to themselves and getting angry and sometimes swearing and saying things. And did it before I came into the show, you know, sitting on the bench, thinking, collecting myself. Here come people. Hey, can you do this? Can you? Sure, come on. Hey, you sit down. Yeah. Told him, yeah, right up there, man. I'm going on there on the radio. Oh, yeah? Really? What are you talking about? Told him what I'm talking about, just like I'm talking about tonight. They understood. But legislators, Republicans, and corporate Democrats, we never have to forget that, folks, that it isn't enough to vote for a Democrat because it matters. Blue, no matter who, was a bunch of crap. I'm with her. Great. She should have been with you. All that nonsense. You know, they're always talking about how do we message? How do we message? Stop sounding like an idiot, first of all. Okay. If you need help, you can turn on my show and listen. I got ideas, man. Better than some of you guys that are leading the way, picking our candidates, grooming people, and then running lousy campaigns trying to look like it's so unnatural. All you have to do is be real. Time and time again, I've gone through these damn election cycles and just shake my head. And now I'm shaking my head at the national news. They just don't cover anything. Nothing. Nothing that's working. Just all the stuff that isn't and all this nonsense and entertainment and sport. And oh my God, did you see somebody got bit by a shark again? And then it turns out, this is just kind of the normal amount of, who would have thought there were sharks in the ocean biting people? This has never happened before. Of course, it's starting to happen in some different areas because the temperatures of the oceans are changing. And you know what? Maybe some of those guys are sick of us. Like any one of these guys comes in here, man, it's over. I'm not even hungry. I'm just going to kill this bastard. How dare you come in and dump all your garbage and destroy my environment? Do you think mammals can think like that? If you think that porpoises and whales are not more intelligent than us, you're really a dumbass. You really are. Species that have lasted hundreds of thousands of years. Billions in some cases. Ancestors of all the dinosaurs. Yes, evolution is real. Is it that time already? What do we got?
A little under a minute.
That's why I'm playing the double dutch bus, because I'm getting on that baby and going to get a house. Thanks for listening. We do it every Friday, 7 to 8 p.m. Nice guy, Nate. I guess he said his mom listens. Well, thank you, and don't be afraid to call in. It's real easy. Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, out of the Solidarity Realty Studio, part of the Civic Media Network. Man, you can podcast this stuff. Is that everything, man? I don't need to because I just did the show, but we'll be glad to do it again next week. See you then.